Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
You're listening to Gokoletso 4P
on Kaya Bears.
We come closer now to some exciting activity that's been taking place at some AGMs. FirstRand, that's the banking group that are the owners of the banks such as RMB and, of course, not forgetting FNB. They recently held a meeting, an AGM, where more than 90 minutes was held discussing a COVID-19 instrument, which was designed to shelter its top executives from the adverse impact of the pandemic and, as a result, protecting their value of their long-term incentives as well as benefits and payout. In other words, the remuneration. This has been met with a lot of contentious issue from shareholders who have been questioning this particular instrument. But to give us some clarity into this particular theme, we joined by Director of Nonprofit Activist Just Share, Tracy Davies. Great to have you with us on the show. Tracy, I'm hoping that you can start off by setting some context to this conversation as to how this COVID instrument was firstly put in place, given the plight and the pressure that COVID-19 and the lockdown has had on businesses.
Sure. Good evening, Google. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay? My sound wasn't great there for a while.
Fantastic. We can hear you loud and clear, Tracy.
Okay. Thank you. So as you may know, or some of your listeners may know, a lot of the executive, about two-thirds of executive pay in most companies, listed companies, is made up of long-term incentives, performance incentives. So these things are delayed by a couple of years, and then if the company reaches certain performance hurdles, executives get paid out large chunks of cash or shares or performance bonuses. This year, because of the poor performance of most of the economy, really, as a result of COVID, the long-term performance bonuses for senior management at most companies have not vested. They won't get that money this year because of COVID. And so whilst you would think that in circumstances where almost everyone else on earth has taken some form of economic hit as a result of this pandemic, what FirstRand did was it seemed to redesign its payment structure so that its senior managers would get a different kind of bonus, which they called a COVID-19 instrument, which is basically a retention payment. They're saying we need to pay these executives, otherwise they're going to go somewhere else. We need them to stay at the bank, and they haven't got their long-term performance bonuses, so we need to make up for that with these COVID bonuses. So just as an example, the CEO of FirstRand, his total package for 2020 was 39 million rand, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, his COVID bonus is 19.3 million rand.
Sure. This doesn't seem at all fair, Tracy, especially given what's happening in the current economy and the discrepancies when it comes to executive pay in South Africa.
Not at all. And you'll see that reflected in the unusually high number of shareholders which actually voted against FirstRand's remuneration implementation report at its AGM last week. You know, FirstRand is not the first company that's faced this in South Africa. As you say, executive pay in this country is generally accepted to be extraordinarily high. And there are all sorts of explanations and justifications provided for that. But I would argue that many of them are kind of convenient myths that are deployed to maintain these high levels of pay. But, you know, increasingly shareholders are revolting really against this because it's often not linked to performance. It's not linked. In fact, some of the highest payouts we've seen this year have been to executives of companies which have done appallingly badly in the last couple of years. And they're not linked to any measure of fairness. And in those circumstances, this is the kind of thing that exacerbates the already extraordinary inequality in our society. And unequal societies are very precarious societies. And so it's not just a question of, oh, people don't like it when don't like people who are earning too much money, or they're jealous or they're envious or that kind of thing. It's about fairness, and it's about the stability of our society.
You're quite right. And that speaks to what you do in your organization at Just Share, promoting the use of investor power for a fairer South Africa. What are you witnessing in terms of the change in the landscape of shareholder activism in South Africa? Are we seeing shareholders playing a bigger role in really shifting the landscape and making their voices heard?
I think we are. So you get the activist organizations like mine, which is very vocal and very activist and very public. But what we aim to do is really make expand the understanding, in particular in amongst the big institutional investors that have a lot of power, about the extraordinary importance that they exercise that power in the interests of a fairer society. And you would have seen across the world now, there is a really rapidly growing understanding of how much the finance sector can influence the trajectory of all sorts of things, from inequality to environmental destruction to climate change. And I think what we're seeing in South Africa, you know, where traditionally shareholders have been extremely reluctant to have any kind of objections to executive pay or anything else for that matter, I think this kind of wave of voting against executive pay, even though unfortunately in this country it doesn't have any effect because it's a non-binding vote, but this wave of objection is really a sign that institutional investors, big asset managers who've traditionally been very quiet on these issues, are starting to understand the fundamental connection between this kind of, you know, between the way companies behave and the way the people who lead those companies behave and how our society can become fairer and more just.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how this might be translated at upcoming AGMs of different organizations and JSE-listed firms. Really interesting times that we're in, but as you say, really driving calls for a fair environment in South Africa. Tracy, we value your feedback and time today. Afropolitans, that's director of Just Share. It's a non-profit organization which is an activist in really driving awareness and change in terms of increased shareholder activism. Tracy Davies. It's 18 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's get your latest traffic update.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.